Blog Talk Radio.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive His glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, you are welcome.
Your way.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, it is indeed, Father God, with a grateful heart that we come this morning to say thank you for one more day. Thank you for our rising and thank you for our shining. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and as we slumber, and how you have ushered us into a brand new day. Thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we decree and we declare that Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Thank you, Father God, for our listening audience around the globe. We thank you for them. Father God, we thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for the power of your word that never returns into your void. Father, we say thank you. In everything, do we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. For this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great, and your name is so greatly to be praised. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to pray, we embrace this day. We thank you for this day. We commit this day into your hands, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your grace, and your mercies. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen and amen and amen. Amen, 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 amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. If this is your first time with us, well, we want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ is here. Have a seat at the breakfast table. And as much as there is no distance in the spirit, glory be to God, there's no time in the spirit, there's no distance in the spirit. So you're in the right place at the right time. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Have a seat. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we've been meeting here for quite a while now, quite a few years. Amen. But we remain faithful. Amen. To the call. Amen. Monday through Saturdays. Amen. We meet at this hour live. And then on Sundays at 12 o'clock noon. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 And somebody, amen, got to give God, amen, some praise. Amen. So we're not going to wait around. Hallelujah. We're going to do what the Lord has called us to do. As you said, let everything, let everybody that have breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I was meditating, amen, on the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And thinking about, excuse me, just how faithful God is, how faithful he is to his word, how faithful he is to his people, how faithful he is, how God doesn't miss a beat, how God, amen, honors his word above his name, amen. If God said he's going to do it, it's already done, amen, hallelujah. There's no failure in God. He is dependable. We can trust God. Glory be to God. We can lean on him. He is our support system. Amen. He is our system. Amen. It's in him we live, we move, we breathe, we have our being. Glory be to God. Without him, we are nothing. We can't do nothing. He is absolutely everything. And the more we walk with him, the more we realize it. Amen. The deeper we go, amen, the deeper we know that we can go. Amen. That there is a place, amen, to be achieved. And there's a deeper place in God. Amen. Glory be to God. You don't even realize you're there until you're there. Glory, don't even realize you needed to be there until you get there. Amen. But it is a continual walk. With him, and every day gets brighter, every day gets lovelier, every day, glory be to God. So the secret to life, beloved, amen, is for us to keep on walking with God, amen. And we know that, hallelujah, the song, you don't hear too many of the old songs nowadays, everybody likes the new stuff, amen, glory be to God, amen. But there's a song, amen, it talks about walking with God, amen, and he walks with me and talks with me, amen, beloved, amen. So if God is walking with us, talking with us, amen, and then we're communicating back to him, because God has always been talking. It's a matter of if you're listening or not. He's always been talking, but when we are communicating back with him, glory be to God. Now, that's what you call communication. It's not a one-way street. God is talking to us, and we're talking back to him. Amen. Glory be to God. And you best believe that when you talk to God, God is going to talk back to you. Amen. He tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, if my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then God promises that he will hear us, answer us, and will heal the land. So God is a prayer answerer, beloved. Glory be to God, especially when we are confessing our sins, forsaking our sins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our unconfessed sins is the only thing that's blocking us up, tripping us up. Hallelujah. When the Bible tells us to lay aside the weight, lay aside, amen, the sin that does will easily beset us. But beloved, amen, even when, amen, we're doing all that we can do. Amen. Even when we're walking, amen, hallelujah, the straight line, amen. We're giving God all of us. Glory be to God. Whenever we mess up, amen, we put that under the blood right away. Amen. We don't wait till the next day. We don't go to bed angry. Amen. We're not contemplating when we're going to confess. I mean, as soon as we mess up. Glory. Matter of fact, beloved, some of us, amen, are just so in love with God that we're not even waiting till we mess up. Glory. We confessing our sins all day long just in case we already messed up, in case we did something we wasn't supposed to do, in case we said something we didn't supposed to say. And our thought life. Come on now. Amen. We keep ourselves under the radar. We keep ourselves under inspection. Amen. We're judging ourselves. Amen. We want to see, you know what I mean, God's will in every area of our lives. And sometimes, beloved, amen, hallelujah, even when we're walking that chalk road, amen, hallelujah, even when the Lord is ordering our steps, glory be to God, we begin our day in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. We are acknowledging the Lord in all of our ways. Amen. That he might direct our path. We're running everything past our Heavenly Father. Amen. We want, you know what I mean, his approval. We want, you know what I mean, his direction. We want his protection. We want his blessing, beloved. Amen. But yet and still we see, glory be to God, that we might still end up in some places that we don't really know how we got there. We end up in some situations we really, you know, don't know, because this is not the direction we was going. I was not going down this street. I don't know. Matter of fact, I don't even know how I got here. I don't know how I got in this situation. I don't know how I got in this relationship. I just don't really know, amen, how this set of circumstances showed up. I didn't see it coming. Beloved, glory be to God. And sometimes the Lord will take us, amen, hallelujah, a roundabout. He'll take us in the roundabout way. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that the Spirit led Jesus down into the wilderness. He didn't lead them up to the wilderness. He didn't lead them up to the mountain. He led them down. And beloved, amen, as we follow the Lord, amen, and the Lord is our shepherd, we find out that there are some places in life where the Holy Spirit is leading us down. Leading us down. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I mean, you literally, like, you're down, like you fell. And people say, you know, well, I fell in love. Well, yeah, now we see why they use that term, because sometimes, beloved, amen, hallelujah, you encounter love, amen, and then, but you find yourself, amen, falling. Well, you ain't supposed to be falling in love. So those two words don't even match, do it? Because it seems like if you're in love, you're not in a falling place. You should be in a high place. But, beloved, amen, we find ourselves in situations, amen, glory be to God of life, like that. And we experience defeat. We experience what looks like defeat. But you wasn't doing nothing wrong. Glory be to God. I just preached, amen, a three-part series, amen, glory be to God, and I used the movie Creed, amen, Creed 1, Creed 2, Creed 3, and I used that, and I broke that down, amen, and tied that in, amen, to the word, amen, because there's a lot of spiritual points in that, glory be to God. But Creed was a boxer, glory be to God, hallelujah. He was a boxer, hallelujah. But before, amen, he could run with the championship, before he could run, amen, glory be to God, the boy had to get knocked down. Couple times. And beloved, amen, not only did he get knocked down, glory be to God, amen, on one occasion he got knocked out. And beloved, life will present situations, amen, and God will even allow us, God will even, amen, lead us into situations, amen, glory be to God, where you didn't win this round. You didn't win this round. And it wasn't because you wasn't fighting. Glory be to God. You didn't win this round. It wasn't because you wasn't praying. You didn't win this round. So it looks like you didn't win this round. Glory be to God. Not only did you get knocked down in this situation. Glory be to God. Huh? But when Creed got knocked down, they had to take him to the hospital. He had to stay in the hospital for a couple days, amen, before he could resume his normal life. Beloved, there are some situations where not only have we been knocked down, glory be to God, we got to step back for a minute and recuperate. So that was a hell of a fight. That was a hell of a fight. But beloved, the Bible tells us that we fight. We are not fighting against flesh and blood. But we are fighting against principalities, powers, glory be to God, spiritual wickedness in high places. They've been around for a long time. These beast boys was around before you was born. You hear what I'm talking about? They know how to throw an uppercut. They know how to blind swipe you, glory be to God. They know. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Satan is no match for the devil, but you can't belittle him either. You can't act like Satan ain't got no power, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you ain't walking with Christ, glory be to God, it don't even matter. And so, beloved, amen, we find ourselves in lives where we just don't know what happened here. Glory be to God. And we're coming up out of this one beat up. We're coming out of this wounded. We're coming out of this hurt. And glory be to God. Huh? You find yourself, amen, you're in situations and moments, amen, where you're crying. You don't even know why you're crying. You're hurting. You don't know why you're hurting. Your heart is hurting. Your head is hurting. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? Hey, Brother Paul was in the same situation. Let me tell you something, Brother Paul, brother, the mighty man of God. Hallelujah, God, amen, knocked off his donkey, glory be to God, hallelujah, blind for 3 days, amen, converted, amen, running with the gospel. We're still reading his writings today, glory be to God, hallelujah. He was an example, hallelujah, the people was looking up to him, God was depending on him, amen. It don't tell nowhere in the Bible where Paul messed up. Paul wasn't out there, amen, running his girls on the weekend. smoking his joint, amen, and smoking his marijuana and drinking, amen, his vodka. No, 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 no. He wasn't down at the casinos on the weekend. The boys was in the prayer altar, but then the Bible tells us, beloved, amen, hallelujah, when they caught Paul on a couple of occasions, beat Paul so bad, Jesus wasn't the only one that got 39 stripes. Paul said, I got 39 stripes too. Paul said, they beat me up so bad, the only reason they left is they thought I was dead. Glory be to God. Knocked down, knocked out. I mean, the devil came in, amen, and did a whammy jammy on Brother Paul. Thought Paul was dead. But beloved, Paul got up. Ah, come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. They thought Paul was dead, but Paul wasn't dead. Paul got up. And when Paul got up, glory be to God, hallelujah, he kept going. He kept going, glory be to God, doing the will of God, the work of God, even more serious, amen, got up with a vengeance, got up in power, got up in purpose, got up in the Holy Ghost, and kept going. Let me tell you something, beloved. Hallelujah. You got to watch out for those people who are able to rise from a low place. You got to watch out for those people that come back. Oh, with the big comeback. When life knocks you out. When life knocks you down. Glory be to God. When the devil thought he had you. He was somewhere laughing. He thought it was over. Glory be to God. It was a setup for you to go up. Can I get a praise this morning? I said it was a setup for you to go up. Glory be to God. When Creed, amen, came back, amen, hallelujah. That second time, it wasn't no stopping him. It wasn't no stopping him. Beloved, sometimes, amen, God will set up situations. It wasn't meant to kill you, amen, but you're in training for reigning. God just wanted you to know. He allowed, amen, this relationship to take you down. He allowed this business relationship. He allowed this encounter. He allowed this circumstances, amen, to look like it was unfavorable, to look like you was crushed, to look like you was defeated, to look like you had lost, to look like you was going to die. He was just setting up the stage, baby. Like when you watch them movies, glory be to God, and it look like it's over. Glory be to God. Woo! When the referee is counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and by the time he gets to 9, you on your knees and you're standing up again. The big comeback. Paul came back. Well, beloved, amen, hallelujah. The Bible tells us, amen, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ, amen, died on the cross. Oh, he was graveyard dead. Huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He'd already, amen, going through the seven last sayings. Amen. Got, hallelujah, to the point where he declared it was finished. It was over. It was a wrap. And then he commended his spirit into the Lord's hands. It looked like it was over. It looked like it was done. Amen. Satan and his angels, amen, hallelujah, was having a Satan party. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because it looked like it was late. Beloved, amen, but the Bible says on the third day, somebody count with me. I want you to know that Satan's referee is not the only referee that's counting. I want you to know that God has a host of angels that's counting and counting on you. Glory be to God. That's why the Bible says when you fall down seven times, get on back up again. God has already filtered in you falling. God already know you're going to fall. He already know you're going to mess this one up. He already know that you did nothing wrong, but you're still going to fall. You didn't mean to fall, but you fell anyhow. You was in a fight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you got knocked the heck out. He already knew you was going to fall. He said, that's why when you fall, don't lay down there in embarrassment. Don't sit down there and talk about you don't know what happened. Just get the heck back up. Because God
God is able to make you stand. He's the one that's going to pick you up. He's the one that's going to hold you up. You're going to get up because God's going to get you up if you want to get up. Woo! The Bible says on the third day, Jesus got up. The songwriter say, up from the grave, 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 he got up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And not only did he get up, but he got up with all power in his hands. He got up, glory be to God, with the keys of hell and death. He got up, amen, because he's alive. He's the resurrection, amen. Hallelujah. He got up, beloved, hallelujah, and he lives forevermore, and he ain't going down no more, glory be to God, until he come back to get you. Glory be to God. The Bible says that the same spirit that resurrected Jesus up from the grave, amen, hallelujah, it's a spirit of God that's living in you. If Jesus got up, you can get up. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, you're getting up. It looked like it was too late for Lazarus. Amen. Lazarus already been dead to the point, amen, hallelujah, where the body was beginning to deteriorate. Amen. Glory be to God. They say, show by now, Lazarus is stinking. Glory be to God. It's too late. Glory be to God. But here comes Jesus. Glory be to God. And told them to roll the stones away and command Lazarus, come forth. I hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking this morning to somebody, telling you to get on up and come forth. Oh, glory be to God. The devil thought he had you on that one. Get back up right now. Come forth. Glory be to God. God is calling you. God is depending on you. He wants to work with you. Oh, glory be to God. That was just as set up to let you know that God is available. God allowed you to go through that so you can know that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. God allowed you to go through that so you don't get too cocky and arrogant as you continue to move forward. God allowed you to go through that so he can remind you that your flesh is weak and you've got to be mindful because that flesh is always with you. Glory be to God, and it don't take, amen, no long time for your flesh to connect back to your path. You hear what I'm saying? God allowed you to go through that to teach you something. He said, now come on back in the ring of life. He said, come on back. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Creed stepped in there. Hallelujah. The second time and told his opponent, the first time, shame on me. Hallelujah. This time, shame on you. Some of you need to open your mouth this morning. Glory be to God and tell the devil, you know what, devil? The first time, shame on me. Because, yeah, I failed. Yeah, I don't know, hallelujah, how you did it. I don't know what doors is open. I ain't even going to think about it. I ain't going to worry about it. It's under the blood. I asked God to forgive me, but guess what? I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. This time, shame on you. Somebody said, greater is he that lives within me than he that lives within the world. Somebody says, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who can strengthen me. Shame on you, Mr. Devil. Have the big comeback. Beloved, let me tell you something. You got to watch out for those people who are able to rise again. You got to watch out for those people who are able to come back from a low place because those individuals are unstoppable. Somebody say, I'm unstoppable. I'm untouchable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's in Christ I live. It's in him I move. And it's in him I have my being. I am invincible. Open your mouth this morning. Tell your neighbor, I'm invincible. You say, well, I'm here by myself. No, you're not. God opened their eyes so they can see the angels around them. Open your mouth and say, I am invincible. Glory be to God. I'm invincible. Hallelujah. I'm God's champ. God lives in me. Oh, I lost a couple rounds, but I didn't lose the fight, baby. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I lost a couple chapters, but we still writing the book. That chapter is over, but the story ain't over. Because I'm coming back again in Jesus' name. Invincible. I'm too powerful to be defeated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, I come to tell you right now, you win. You win. You win. And the devil lose. You're the champ. Hallelujah. You're God's royal trophy. A royal priesthood. His workmanship. Hallelujah. You can never be defeated. I tell you, when you walk with God, you win when it looked like you're losing. Hallelujah. The devil thought the fight was over. He thought he had tangled up your finances. But here, God wanted to drop a lump sum money. Oh, Lord, he thought he had got your health. Glory be to God. Got your death certificate signed. Thought he was taking you out of here. But here come God. Amen. Decreeing and declaring that you will live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord. Thought that relationship, glory be to God, hallelujah, was going to break your heart. Didn't even know, glory, God was preparing you, hallelujah, for Mr. Wright, Mrs. Wright. You didn't even know. They was ringing your doorbell while you was drying your tears. Come on, somebody, come on, come on, come on. Glory be to God. I say, can nobody do you like Jesus? Can nobody do you like God? Can't nobody do you like Jesus? He's our friend. Pick me up and he turned me around. He picked me up and he turned me around. He picked me up and he turned me around. He's my friend. Hallelujah. Beloved, keep going. Keep going. I ain't got no more strength, Pastor. Keep going with the little bit you got. Keep going. Keep praying. Keep serving. Keep giving. Some days up, some days down, some days level to the ground. Keep going. Keep going. Hallelujah, because you win. Because you win. Hallelujah. You have been equipped to win. You are a winner. Hallelujah. It ain't over until God says it's over. Until God rang the bell. Not the referee, baby. Until God rang the bell. Hallelujah. Until that time. Hallelujah. Keep going. Hallelujah. Victory is yours. Victory is yours. Victory is yours today. The songwriter says, I hear Mother Watch said, I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Can I hear you say that this morning? Come on. I know the phones are muted. Let me hear you say it anywhere in the spirit. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, because victory today is mine. Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Hallelujah. And to you be all the praise, and to you be all the glory, and to you be all the honor. God, we thank you for the big comeback. Lazarus came back. Paul came back. The Valley of Dry Bones came back. Jesus came back. Hallelujah. All of these people and situations looked like they were defeated, but they came back, and they came back with a vengeance. And Father God, the same way they came back, we coming back. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, we're already back. In Jesus' name, thank you for the big comeback. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. Beloved, that one came straight from heaven. how, you know, how when you wake up in the morning, amen, and you just say amen, call in, say amen to our program, and you don't know what you're going to say? Hallelujah. Well, the Holy Spirit had dropped a thought in my mind, but you don't know. You just come depending on the Holy Ghost for your notes and your download. That's when you know something came straight from heaven. That's when you know, amen, that that was, amen, a prophetic word for you. That was a rhema word for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. God is going to lift you up out of that dry place, out of that low place. Hallelujah. And you didn't even do nothing to get in the low place. It was just a testing ground. It was just a testing ground. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're on your way to the big comeback. And it's going to be big. And it's going to be big. Amen. And amen and amen and amen and amen. And it's going to be big and it's going to be better. Amen. It's going to be bigger and it's going to be bigger. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. A determined soul is a dangerous soul. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. One who has the grit to rise from adversity is one of the most likely people to succeed. Hallelujah. Be encouraged on today. Amen. And know that failure is just a stepping stone to victory. Hallelujah. Keep on going. Amen. Keep on going. Yeah. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For our services here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We pray that you have truly been blessed by the word of God on today. We want to invite you to keep on coming back. Amen. With us. Amen. On our platform where we meet 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at the 6 a.m. Hour. Amen. And then on Sundays at 12 o'clock. Amen. You can meet us at the altar of prayer 5 days a week, Monday through Fridays. Amen. At 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. And then also our Wednesday night Bible study and some other stuff too. Amen. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Or while you're there, amen, and we ask that you would consider, amen, hitting the donate button, amen, and sowing a seed, amen, into the word of the Lord, amen, that will bring back fruit to your accord, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return, amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God, amen, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Beloved, the gospel is free, but it does take money to do ministry. And so we want to thank you for your faithful giving. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania. And our zip code is 19038. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right, all right. Watch me now. Watch me now. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Turn around and tell your neighbor, say, watch me now. Amen. Glory be to God. Turn around and tell the devil, watch me now. Amen. Have a conversation with yourself and say, watch me now. That was then, but this is now. Watch me now, because I'm determined to hold out to the end. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The saints of old used to sing that song. Hallelujah. I am determined to hold out to the end. If Jesus goes with me, on him I can depend. I know I have salvation. I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. Amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ, amen, and the pardoning of your sins, we behoove you, we plead with you, we beg you, amen, to make Jesus your choice today. And if any person will believe in their heart and confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, he shall be saved. Amen. So just ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. You confess them before him. You invite Jesus into your heart to live as your Lord and as your Savior. And then you ask, you thank him for saving you,
thank him for erasing your name out of the book of death, and then you ask him to help you to follow him all the balance of your days. And that's all it is to it. It's a step-by-step, day-by-day journey. Glory be to God. Outwardly, we are perishing, but inwardly, we're being renewed day by day. And the Lord will help you through this process of sanctification. Amen. And then make sure you let us know. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. There are several ways you can communicate with us. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. If you want to write us, if you want to call us, if you want to text us, amen, if you want to email us, whichever way you want to communicate with us, amen, and let us know, amen, so that we can rejoice with you, amen, and pray with you and pray for you, amen, and we can continue to walk down this highway together, amen. And amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. We are praying that everybody will have a good day, a blessed day, a magnificent day. Whatever you do today, Jesus will be on your mind. Hallelujah. You can find us on social media all during the week, on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and all of the internet televisions. You can find us there early in the morning at 5 a.m., and then you can find us also on the weekends, like today. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We want to hear from you. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Alfreda. Hallelujah. Of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Always a pleasure to be in the service of the Lord. Turn around and tell your neighbor, watch me now. Watch me now. Watch me now. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, amen, there is a story behind my praise. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this service by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus, who decree and declare and declare and decree it cannot and will not and shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. God bless you and have a magnificent day on today. Amen and amen.
There's a story behind my praise. That's why my hand I'll continue to raise. I'm gonna praise him for the rest of my day. Yeah. Oh, there's a story, yeah, behind my praise. There's a story behind my praise. That's why my hand I'll continue to raise. I'm gonna praise him for the rest of my day. Oh, there's a story, yeah, behind my praise. If you see me crying, oh, that is a story, how he's been God for me in all of his glory. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you see me shouting, oh, don't be amazed. I see me running. Oh, don't you think it's strange? My whole life, he's rearranged. There is a story behind my praise, my praise, my praise. There is a story behind my praise. It's a real long story. I can't tell it all. But when I think of how he brought me out, there is a story, oh God, behind. Oh, my praise. There's a story how he allowed me to keep my mind. Oh, there is a story. I love you, God. I love you. Hey, God. How you allowed me to keep my mind after 13 of my family members died real close to one another. There's a story. Hey, God. Behind my brain. Oh, hey, God. There is a story. Behind my praise, oh God, I love you, hey God, I love you, hey Jesus, hey God, ah yeah, hey, oh I love you, hey God, I love you, hey Jesus, I love you because you first loved me, God, hey God. Hallelujah, I love you, God. Hey, God. Hey, if I had 10,000 tongues, hey, God. Hey, Jesus. I would praise you with every word.